I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Dalit Christians are expected to be in India's Supreme Court tomorrow pleading for equal rights under India's affirmative action law. Currently, Dalits have rights to education, work, and other essentials as Hindus, but once they come to Christ, that changes. Operation Mobilization's India director Peter Dant says that's why they want the law overturned.
They've put a proposal to the government to debate whether this is constitutional. And so on Thursday, that is what they're going to debate and probably make a decision on whether it should be investigated.
Next, word of Colombia's guerrilla demobilization program is drawing cautious optimism. If it holds, it's good news for IN Network. IN's Rodi Rodehaver says one of their partners, we'll call her Gloria, is helping street children in the heart of the country. It's dangerous work, as her mission is nestled deep in guerrilla territory.
She takes them in and cares for them and feeds them and clothes them and makes sure that they get an education, and most of all, she shares the love of Jesus with these boys and girls. So the IN Network Colombia is supporting over 25 of these children.
And the race is on to finish a school expansion project in the Dominican Republic. Worldwide Christian Schools is building a new three-story facility for the Philadelphia Christian School in Cristo Rey. It needs to be finished by Friday when school officially begins. When it's completed, Cristo Rey will have increased the capacity of the school from 311 to 521 students. Worldwide's vision is to glorify God by ensuring that all people have access to Christian education. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat7's free Atlas of Changed Lives is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It tells amazing Sat7 salvation stories and makes a pretty good prayer guide for the Middle East and North Africa. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.